Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are trying to determine if three crimes in the downtown area and Gold Coast last night were unrelated or part of a crime spree by the same two men. One of them involved the armed carjacking of an expensive car.
In all three crimes, police say two men were involved, at least one of them with a handgun. In the two holdups, the robbers were said to have driven away in a red Range Rover Sport. In the carjacking, one drove off in what was described as a maroon vehicle. Police say the carjacking happened in the 1500 block of North Dearborn. A Porsche and a couple's belongings were stolen. In the holdups in the 200 block of South Michigan Avenue and 200 block of East 13th Street, valuables and coats were taken. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 34-year-old man is now charged after a 3-year-old girl was allegedly sexually assaulted at the old Rock and Roll McDonald's in the River North neighborhood. Police say Christopher Puentes pulled the girl into a bathroom on Monday morning as her parents stood just a few feet away. Puentes was charged with the crime after he was arrested while allegedly trespassing at a local business. A new federal subpoena names House Speaker Michael Madigan and his closest allies.
A copy of the subpoena obtained by the Sun-Times names Michael Madigan, longtime campaign worker Raymond Neese, an advisor who's worked as a ComEd lobbyist, Michael McClain, Madigan's former chief of staff, Timothy Mapes, former political operative Kevin Quinn, and his brother, Alderman Marty Quinn. The paper reports Neese is a significant focus for his work as an independent contractor for the village of Marionette Park. The subpoena seeks records concerning work done for the village and any correspondence involving each of those individuals. The investigation is reportedly focusing in part on whether Madigan pressured ComEd to hire lobbyists who did little or no work. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Rod Blagojevich's sudden return to Illinois has many wondering what's in store for the ex-governor.
There's no ban on felons running for Congress, but Professor Emeritus of Political Science at the University of Illinois at Springfield, Kent Redfield, says that doesn't mean Rod Blagojevich would be welcome there with open arms.
It would have to be the body rejecting him in terms of his qualification, which they have an absolute right to do under the Constitution. They determine the qualifications of their own members.
Blagojevich can also run for president, but not any state or local offices. Illinois lawmakers saw to that when they voted in 2009 to ban him from holding future elected office when they impeached him and threw him out of the governor's office. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A group representing U.S. airports is pushing for a delay in the implementation of the Real ID program. The group says many states are struggling with increased demand ahead of the current October 1st deadline for travelers to get the new Real ID. In many states, including Illinois, DMVs and other facilities are operating with extended hours to try to get through the backlog. However, even with those adjustments, many people are still having to wait in long lines to get the new ID.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.